KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today, a high of 60, winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. There is a special weather statement for fog this morning for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, and Madison counties. Fog is expected to persist through at least sunrise, which in our case will be at about 7:40 this morning. Visibilities of a mile or less are possible. Even at times down to a quarter of a mile can be expected. So if you're having to drive this morning, slow down, allow for extra stopping distances between vehicles. Also, there is a frost advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison counties in our listening area. And we look for temperatures as low as 32 degrees overnight in some locations will result in the formation of frost, and that can kill sensitive outdoor vegetation. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 53, our low this morning 28, right now 34 degrees. In area news, a fire Thursday morning in Red Oak gutted a house, but there were no injuries reported. Firefighters responded at around 9:20 a.m. to a structure fire at 300 Market Street. The first crews to arrive on the scene encountered heavy flames in the rear of the residence. They were also notified that children and an adult male may be inside the home. As firefighters made entry into the structure to find any potentially trapped or injured victims, word was received that neither the children or an adult were inside. Firefighters then went to action and to suppress the fire and conduct salvage and overhaul operations, bringing the fire under control at around 10:20 a.m. Thursday. Firefighters terminated to ground operations at around 11:25 a.m. An investigation determined that faulty wiring ignited combustibles on the back porch. The house sustained significant structural damage and was expected to be declared a total loss. Assisting Red Oak Fire at the scene was the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, firefighters from Stanton, Essex, and Emerson, Red Oak Police, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Mid-American Energy, City of Red Oak Water and Street Department crews, Montgomery County Communications Center, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. The City of Atlantic's Housing Committee is asking members of the public to participate in a survey about housing needs in conjunction with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The survey will accept responses until Friday, November 5th at 5 p.m. It only takes a few minutes to complete. Now, in order to access that survey, all you have to do is use your smartphone and scan a QR code in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, or you can click on the provided link. Contact City Hall during their business hours with any questions or comments at 243-4810. Iowa home sales dipped slightly in September, falling 3.6% from September of last year. According to Housing Trends by the Iowa Association of Realtors, the median sales price rose 7.6% from a year ago. IAR President Jen Burkamper says homes continue to sell quickly. Iowa properties sold on average 32 days, which continues to be near record lows for Iowa. In September of 2020, homes sold in 54 days on average. Median sale prices rose 7.6% over September of 2020. The median price for September 2021 came in at $199,000 compared to $185,000 in September of last year. There were 4,285 properties sold in Iowa during September. The year-to-date sales total is 6.6% higher than the first 9 months of 2020. The year-to-date sales total is 38,380 properties. The number of homes available for sale was slowly rising after more than a year of declining inventory. Iowa has seen 8 months straight with a gradual increase of homes on the market. The inventory of homes was 16.4% lower than in September of 2020, with 9,545 homes on the market statewide. Now, according to Jen Burkamper, while home sales dipped a little bit, she says, we saw some positive signs with a small gain in new property listings, and the overall number of properties on the market continues to rise. As the inventory increases, she said, we hope that the competition for homes may ease up a bit and bring moderation in sales prices, which would be welcome news to our potential Iowa home buyers. There's still time for buyers to get into a new home, she said, before the end of the year. Landis, Iowa's largest farmer-owned grain cooperative, announced on Friday the acquisition of a 3.4 million bushel grain elevator in Atlantic. The facility was most recently operated by Pipeline Foods through a joint venture with ADM. Landis purchased the facility through a public bidding process following Pipeline Foods' recent Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Landis President and CEO Matt Karsten says this well-maintained asset is a win for Landis farmer owners. The facility will round out our grain and agronomy offerings in this southwestern region of our territory, he said, and opened the door to improve services to local Atlantic area farmers. The grain elevator is strategically positioned at the crossroads of major truck and rail routes in the heart of corn and soybean country. The site enables grain shipment out of the state via the Iowa Interstate Railroad. Landis currently operates a separate agronomy facility in Atlantic. The company says it will move quickly to assume full ownership and operation of the facility north of Atlantic in early November. Well, the state unemployment rate dropped slightly in September. The rate in September of this year fell to 4%, down from 4.1% in August. Iowa Workforce Development says the unemployment claims in September dropped more than 68% compared to a year ago, and it was the second lowest monthly unemployment claims Iowa has seen over the last 20 years. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 4.8% in September. And officials with Hy-Vee in Des Moines warned its customers that some onions sold at Hy-Vee stores between August 13th and September 1st are part of a U.S. Food and Drug Administration recall. The only affected products sold at Hy-Vee stores were 3-pound bags of yellow onions. In a statement, Hy-Vee says the affected onions are no longer available at any Hy-Vee store. However, consumers may have products remaining in storage or freezers or in canned or frozen goods produced with the affected onions. Out of an abundance of caution, Hy-Vee advises consumers to discard any affected product or return the product to their local Hy-Vee store for a full refund. Hy-Vee said it was notified by its supplier, Capital City Fruits, that in August the grocer had received a shipment of onions that are part of the recall. Anyone with questions may contact Hy-Vee customer care at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 800-772-4098. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.